Hey, everybody, this is Steli FD.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to work successfully with designers.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done. Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Heaton, when I just proposed this topic to you about 11 seconds ago, you're like, ooh, this is a fun one. Yes, let's do it. There was a lot of enthusiasm there. So this obviously is focused on founders that, you know, maybe haven't had a lot of chances to, work with designers and that aren't designers themselves, right? And we've done some episodes prior. Let me actually look it up real quick. Boom, there you go. So we talked about how to work with like a technical co-founder when you're not technical yourself, or how to work with an engineer when you're not an engineer yourself in episode 277. So we thought today might be fun to talk about how to work with a designer when you're not a designer, kind of do's, don'ts and all that. So what comes to your mind at first when it comes to avoiding mistakes, the way to think about this? If you're not a designer, you're starting a startup, let's say it's something technical, how do I choose who is a good designer, who isn't? And then how do I work with somebody that is a designer when I myself don't have experience designing things?
Yeah. So the good news is designers tend to have portfolios. The other good news, unlike a developer, is like for relatively inexpensively, like $500, $1,000, sometimes less, you can get them to do some work with you. While engineering is a lot different and, you know, it takes usually a lot more money than that to figure out whether you like working with the person or not. So, you know, and that means that even if you're looking to hire a designer, or even like, let's just talk about like the entryway, right? Like you're hiring a designer, looking for one. You can try this with like three or four different designers and see who you like and assess them in appropriate manners around like, you know, quality of their work, timeliness of their feedback, how much input they need. Because I think what we forget is that when working with creative people, they have their own requirements of what they need in order to do their work. So, and we need to be able to provide that as people who are, you know, wanting something done. And so I think it's a lot more straightforward than hiring and working with developers, except that creative people, you need to figure out what are their requirements in order to do their job. And how can you get them what they need? Do they need wireframes? Do they need, you know, a write-up? Do they need examples? What do they need from you in order to create the work that you're looking for?
I love that. And I want to underline this a little bit because, you know, you said designers have portfolios. You can look at those, kind of the past work they've done. And because it's visual, it's not just pure code, right? You can, as a layman,